Chapter 50. They wanted to sell you as gladiator material? Ridiculous. Captain Tour was beside himself with amusement as they boarded his ship. Amused, after he had gotten over his fury at his property being stolen, that is. That he had taken so much time and tracked Charlie down across all those systems really spoke to just how seriously he took his reputation. And now, with a dozen formerly dangerous men lying in pieces, rotting in the sun, that reputation would only strengthen. As to the question of Captain Saruman coming after him for payback, that was highly unlikely. He was a pirate, but one who knew when to leave well enough alone. It was a simple calculus. On this one occasion, he had been out-pirated, and it made no sense throwing good money after bad, wasting even more lives to recapture a stolen slave. Sauer ushered Charlie through the familiar corridors of the slaver ship. He marveled at how clean everything was, how bright and organized. He'd become used to the run-down state of the pirate craft, nearly forgetting the seeming luxury he had lived in previously. The slaver guided him to a room he had not been in before. "Strip," he commanded in a bored tone. Charlie obliged. Showering with the motley crew aboard the Rexxana, he'd quickly gotten over his prior shyness. Sauer looked him over from head to toe, examining him for injuries or illnesses, while also gauging his level of fitness and likely ability to return to his labors. The slaver lieutenant straightened as Captain Tour strode in.
"As you were, Sauer, you did well today."
"Thank you, sir. It felt good to put those filthy animals down."
"Which you did with great efficiency," Tour said with a grin before turning to Charlie. "You know, at first I thought you had run from me. That would have been a very, very bad outcome for you. But then your collar went dark, and I was unable to track you. And that was something you simply do not have the requisite skill, knowledge, or power to accomplish. That was when I knew someone had been foolish enough to steal my possession."
"Yes, I was captured by the pirates you killed. They took me when our group was forced to thin out, stunned me with some paralysis device."
"I figured as much," he said, looking his returned slave over. "He appears to be in good condition."
"Yes, sir, I see no injuries, though there are a few new scars and marks healing up. They must have abused him a bit aboard their ship."
"Pirates," he said with an annoyed sigh. "It is to be expected of them, I suppose. In any case, he is returned to us now. See him to his cell. We will put him back to work tomorrow." The green-skinned man turned to walk out, but Charlie felt this was his one opportunity to gauge the situation.
"Captain Tour?"
"Yes," he said, looking back over his shoulder.
"Thank you for saving me from the pirates," he said, neglecting to mention he actually was one of them until just that very day.
"It is not wise to steal from me," the captain replied.
"Well, I appreciate your coming for me regardless. But one question, if I may. What would have happened to me if I actually had run away?" A cold smile spread across Captain Tour's lips.
"Simple. We would not be having this conversation right now, and I would be selling your corpse for Zamaki food."
Sauer let out a low, rumbling laugh as his captain walked away.
"He didn't come after you because he cares, you know. He did it to teach any and all who would dare cross him what would happen to them."
"Given the carnage, I think everyone will get the message," Charlie replied.
"And that was the intent. Now come along. Back to your cell."
Charlie!
The lone Earthman in the galaxy found himself wrapped up in a joyful hug by a large blue man, and he was perfectly okay with that.
"Hey, Took. Good to see you, man. It's been a while."
"Been too long. Took thinking you dead."
"Nope, I'm still here. Though there were moments I wondered if I would be."
"Is it trueness? That you were being taken by pirates?"
Tuk-Tuk asked, his eyes wide with curiosity on their stalks.
"Yeah, pretty much," he replied. "Got kidnapped and dragged off on their ship. They had me doing slave work until Captain Tour came and saved me."
He wanted to tell his friend the truth of his adventure, how he was only spared because he happened to not be wearing his raiding gear, and that was only because he was about to be sold to a new owner. But Charlie already knew the captain eavesdropped throughout the ship. And if Tour discovered that he had indeed fled, and then become a pirate himself on top of that,
his days would either be full of torment or numbered. That also meant he couldn't unburden himself of the guilt over killing that man in the Roxana's galley. It had been self-defense of the most understandable kind, but nevertheless, he had taken a life, and that was not sitting well with him. Eventually, he found some comfort by discussing it in the third person, as if they were events he witnessed, not ones he participated in. Tuk-Tuk listened intently to the stories. Adventure aboard a pirate ship, even as a prisoner, was fascinating to him.
Is their way of to living, Charlie? Killing is normal.
Maybe, but it just seems so unnecessary, you know?
I being pacifist, believe me, I know. But also know that when it is your life or someone else, no choice there is.
But only those who enjoin taking life are evil.
Sounding like the man you seen only defend because him have to.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought of that, Charlie said after a moment's reflection. Charlie didn't so much see the door force field open as sense it. All that running around ships, looking out for traps and ambushes, had attuned his senses somewhat, it seemed. Captain Tour strode in.
Come here, he commanded.
Charlie did as he was told.
Yes, Captain, what can I do for you?
You can hold still, the green man said as he roughly twisted Charlie's head to the side, brushing the hair from his ear.
As I suspected, they tagged you.
Tagged?
Crude, primitive, stupid, outdated system, he spat with disgust as he dug in a pouch on his hip.
What is?
This is an obsolete means of marking livestock, separating them and ranking them based on their power capabilities.
Worse yet, it's not only old magic, it's often terribly inaccurate, he replied, slipping a lightly glowing ring onto his finger and pressing it to the mark.
Now hold still. This is going to hurt.
It was not so much a warning as merely a statement of fact, as moments later an electric sensation pounded into Charlie's ear. It took all of his willpower to hold still. The pain was extreme, feeling almost as if something was being ripped from his body. Something tied into his very being. Deep within himself, through the waves of pain, Charlie felt something else, something stirring inside. Then, as quickly as it started, the pain was gone.
There, got it in one try, Captain Tour said, examining his handiwork with satisfaction. That'll heal in no time, and a good thing, too. Those markings reduce value.
Gee, thanks, Charlie silently grumbled to himself. Captain Tour walked out and sealed the door once more.
Oh, and in case you were wondering, your ranking was the lowest possible.
Charlie sank down onto his bunk. It was clean, and the food would be worlds better. But he was already wondering if he might have been better off aboard the Roxana. Of course, he was going to be sold off anyway, so that wasn't even an option. Exhausted from the day's ordeal, Charlie curled up in a ball and fell into a deep sleep almost immediately.